This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. And America is once again celebrating a Christmas morning with tens of thousands of troops at war. Roughly 175,000 are serving in Afghanistan and Iraq. In a moment, we'll go to NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Baghdad, a city more peaceful on this day than it's been in years. We begin with two Marines in Al Anbar province, west of Baghdad, to see how they're spending Christmas. You may recognize Anbar as the scene of some of the most deadly battles of the war in places like Ramadi, Fallujah, and Haditha. We begin with Staff Sergeant Sarah McTeague, and you're on the line with us?
Hello, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Now, I gather that your hometown is Sandy, Oregon.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And this is your second tour in Iraq. Is this your second Christmas there, or were you there at another time?
This is my first Christmas here, ma'am. My first time was in Al-Sakadam from February 2004 to September of 2004.
How would you describe the security situation there in Anbar now compared to when you were in Iraq last?
I would have to say that the security compared to what it was in 2004 has increased significantly. The Iraqi people are really stepping up to take over their country and be able to secure it so that they have total control of it.
What is, well, Christmas, but what does it feel like now to you?
It's very peaceful here compared to what it was. Marines are enjoying a day of working out, having a holiday meal at the chow hall, and spending time with their other family, the Marine Corps family.
What was the Christmas meal today?
It's going to be some turkey and some stuffing and mashed potatoes, hopefully some pumpkin pie with some ice cream. That would be lovely today.
Have you decorated up to make it feel like Christmas?
Yes, ma'am. We had a Christmas tree in our office. We had a door decoration contest with my unit. And we had a Christmas party yesterday as well as a barbecue.
Have you had a chance to call home today?
Yes, ma'am. I did get a chance to call this morning and speak to my family.
I guess they'd rather you be with them.
Of course, I would much rather be with them, spending time with my brother and sisters and my mom and dad.
You said your other family, the Marines. Does that make you feel like you're in a fine enough place on this Christmas?
Being away from my immediate family is always a thing that we miss, but being with my Marine Corps family, knowing that we're here enjoying Christmas in a different way that not many Americans get to enjoy, allows me to cherish Christmas and what we're actually doing over here a whole lot more than if I was actually back in the States.
Well, you know, of course, that is very much appreciated, and everyone wishes you a Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Have a Merry Christmas.
Would you mind passing the phone on to, let's see, who we've got there, I believe, Sergeant Jose Morales?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been in Iraq before?
Yes, ma'am. I was here in 2004-05.
So you would have seen it, in a way, at its most violent?
Yes, ma'am.
How does this Christmas compare to that time?
My first Christmas out here was in 2004, and it's completely different. You know, we were getting incoming all the time on our base. Triangle of Death, that's what they called it back then. It was an area that was known as the most violent back then.
Yeah. So it must have been pretty tough duty.
Yes, ma'am.
What was your job?
I was the float block NTO. It's pretty much like the auto zone for the Marine Corps. I would have all the bad parts on my base, and I would have to, you know, convoy up to Fallujah and exchange those out for good parts and then go back to my base. So I was on a convoy like every other day.
Did you lose friends?
On that deployment, I believe the number was 15 Marines that we lost, and that was throughout our whole unit.
Right.
You know, from this deployment, I've been here 12 months, and we only had just one incident on Fallujah, and that was, you know, months ago. It's completely different.
Then does this Christmas in Anbar feel almost peaceful?
Yes, ma'am. I would totally agree with that statement.
Well, a Merry Christmas to you, Sergeant Jose Morales, and thank you for talking with us.
No problem.